Elsewhere, Russia says its recent findings on the use of chemical weapons by insurgents in Syria are scientifically authentic. But Moscow says the issue must not become a pretext for geopolitical and diplomatic gains in the Syrian conflict.
We guarantee that the samples were taken by experts who did not allow the samples to leave their hands until they delivered them to the laboratory. The affirmations made by our American, French, and British partners that they have witnesses about the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government did not have such an evidence base.
Well, Lavrov says the tests carried out on samples collected from battle theaters in Syria, specifically Aleppo, are based on international standards. He says the international community should use the findings to push the Syrian opposition to participate in the Geneva peace talks without preconditions. Earlier on Tuesday, Russia said it had forensic proof that insurgents had used a lethal sarin compound in Syria. Moscow's handed its evidence over to a UN team for inquiry. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Professor Nabil Mikhail, who is a professor at George Washington University, and he is now joining us live from Washington. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you see this issue of these chemical weapons use by these insurgents? You know, the United Nations in the past has said that it has seen evidence that insurgents had used these weapons. Now, Russia is also saying the same thing. Does that change, or do you think it will change the stance of the West when it comes to these insurgents?
First of all, I wish happy Ramadan to all Muslims and non-Muslims all over the world. As far as the Russian statements today about the use of chemical weapons being basically tied to activities or military effort by the opposition, I feel they are very intriguing, and I basically feel that Russia is preparing for a second phase, a second, period in the conflict over Syria. As you said in your question, for sure it will lead to some thinking and rethinking among many policymakers in the West and the U.S. how to fund the opposition. And I think today there was an announcement in a congressional magazine called The Hill that some funding has been cut to opposition figures in Syria. So Russia actually is using that story to inaugurate another phase in the Syria conflict, whereby diplomatic effort and national security concerns will be combined to render different realities different results. How? I think by trying to make the Obama administration more responsible. You said using chemical weapons is a red line, but you did not use any force. We have now evidence that the party that you support, at least morally, is using it. What are you going to do? So there is a great deal of shrewdness in the Russian statement. And I think it's a big test for the Obama administration.
And Professor, then how do you think the Obama administration will do in this test? Will it come out on top? Will it make the right decision?
That's also a good question. I hope that Obama will not be confused about the use of chemical weapons in Syria the way he's confused about Egypt and other developments. He has to make a quick decision. I advise him to let the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, make a statement about it. He may not like that statement because the Pentagon could be more cautious getting involved in Syria militarily. So inevitably, I believe there will be dissension inside the Obama administration national security team. In the light of the recent Russian evidence about chemical weapons use, and also because the situation faded away a little bit after the conflict in Egypt. So I think Obama may be making a decision, but it not be a decision similar to the ones made earlier. We support the opposition. He has basically to say, we support some factions. The opposition should be careful and not use weapons of mass destruction like chemical weapons. So how he will define the Syrian opposition role will basically be a good response for the Russian recent accusation, and also an indication how he himself and his national security advisors will handle the Syrian conflict as it picks up momentum soon and as it becomes a major, major challenge to the geopolitics of the Middle East.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. But as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Professor Nabil Mikhail speaking to us live from Washington.